to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back this afternoon. Pastor Vince Torres, he is the founder of the Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico. He does a lot of work up at the state legislature, which is starting next week, the 21st, supposed to be a 30-day session. As I understand, Vince, normally a 30-day session is primarily centered around the state's budget.
Correct.
There is a thing called the Governor's Call, mm-hmm. which is normally issued by now, and those are things that she would like to see directives considered with legislation, but that's kind of not happened yet, and we're all kind of concerned that some things are going to be slipped in. So, Vince, tell us, when you go to your website, which is familypolicyalliance.com/New Mexico, you have several buttons, mm-hmm. life, family, sexuality, and religious freedom. What are people going to find out when they click on those buttons?
Yeah, at Family Policy Alliance in New Mexico, one of the things that we try to do is to give people just simply access to as much information as possible, and we try to be as locally relevant as possible. Lots of great national organizations out there who do amazing work, but our organization is focused on what's happening here in New Mexico, and so we're very active during the legislative session. We like to talk about ourselves as the Christian voice in government during the legislature, and so we will be actively lobbying. But our website has a wealth of information. It shows the issues that we consider to be our core issues, which largely center around the family, life, and religious freedom. And so if your listeners go to familypolicyalliance.com/New Mexico, you can find all related information, specifically local things that are happening in those specific areas. And so when we talk about life, we talk about, you know, our dedication to protecting human life from the moment of conception, because we believe every life is created in God's image. When we talk about family, we believe that the family is the building block of any healthy society. From it flows life, the imparting of faith and values, and that's the best institution that God created for protecting, providing for, and training our children. And then finally, we do talk about sexuality and religious freedom. Again, culturally relevant issues. And on the religious freedom front, we just, you know, happen to believe that, you know, our founders were right when they preserved our freedom to exercise our religion, not only privately, but also publicly, when they enshrined that in our First Amendment. And so that's one of the issues that we really fight heavily for,
not only, Vince,
here locally, but nationally.
And I apologize for interrupting, but you're not just talking about Christian religion.
Even though
you are a Christian.
That's correct.
You are fighting for the rights for people to believe what they believe.
That's right.
And they may not believe anything.
Absolutely. The freedom of religion does not discriminate. So we're not talking about religious freedom as it relates specifically to Christianity, but the freedom of every New Mexican and American to, again, believe, share, and live out their faith, both in private and in public.
So in our communication prior to the show, as we were doing some preparation, you mentioned Skip Heitzig's presentation he made this past weekend in Romans 13. It really was a call for Christians to be involved in the political process. Tell us what you gleaned from that.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Pastor Skip did an amazing job over this past weekend talking about the unique role of government, but also the relationship that the Christian has with the government. And I love how he provided so much of the history behind what was actually happening when Paul spoke those words to us in Romans chapter 13. And when he talks about, you know, submission, this wasn't submission at a time where there was a godly leader in place. There was actually a very unrighteous emperor who was doing everything he could to punish Christians in place. And yet we have this call to submit. At the same time, I love that Pastor Skip talked about how there is an opportunity out there when the responsibility and the role of the Christian is to push back against the government. And he framed it in terms of, you know, we're good citizens up until becoming a good citizen requires us to be a bad Christian. Mm. So there is a point at which we push back against government. And so while we certainly pray for our leaders, which we're commanded in Scripture to do, we respect them, we honor them, we do all of that, but there will come times when our leaders are going to call on us to do things or to approve of things that the Bible forbids. And at that point, that's when we very respectfully but very boldly push back. And that's what we're going to be doing during this legislative session on some of these issues that we anticipate will be coming our way.
Vince, rhetorically, I find it interesting that many people, when you push back, people in the secular side of things, when a Christian person pushes back trying to preserve religious freedom for everyone, when they push back trying to protect our children on issues of sexuality and how that is taught in our public schools. When we push back, the opposition seems to use the word hate.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you're being gracious and you're being kind, you are being as a matter of fact as you can. But what do you think about this hate speech reference that's always used?
Yeah, I reference something that Pastor Rick Warren said that I really like. And he talked about some of the lies that are being, you know, perpetuated in our society. And one of those lies is that in order to love someone, you have to agree with them and approve of everything that they do. He said that's one of the lies in our culture. Mm. He says one of the other lies is that if we're different, that we have to hate or that we have to judge. And nothing could be further from the truth. One of our shared values at Family Policy Alliance is the concept of winsome engagement. In other words, we enter into these discussions in a respectful manner. When we lobby with legislative elected officials or even the governor or her staff, we also always do so in a way that's respectful, out of honor for the position that they hold. But at the same time, we do believe that God has given us a platform and a call to engage. And as Brian quoted earlier from the book of Jeremiah, to seek the welfare of the city. And sometimes seeking the welfare of the city means pushing back against those things that we believe will actually harm the city or harm our state. And so to those that think that, you know, frame us as being hateful or condemning, number one, they obviously don't know me, as a pastor who ministers to people across the political spectrum and across the ideological spectrum each and every week. But they also don't understand that the place from which we bring these issues forward is speaking truth, but speaking truth in love, yeah, which we always do.
You know, there's another perspective. I like to bring up this this statement because it's not a biblical reference, but so a lot of people will pay attention to it because it came from Gandhi. He said that friendship that insists on agreement on all things isn't worth the name.
That's right.
And I love that because we are all going to disagree. You know, there's positions that we take. There's ways we want to raise our children. There's this and that. But it seems like issues of sexuality, there's frankly, from my perspective, a bizarre curriculum that the opposition wants us to teach in our public schools. I've thought for many years that men are being demasculized. They're being emasculated. They are losing the warrior spirit. They are losing that masculine leadership that I think that they're born with. It's almost like somebody's trying to feminize men, and I think that's really a dangerous thing. On the other hand, I certainly can understand people who feel like they're being persecuted because they have, you know, a sexual orientation that may not be traditional according to what Christianity thinks and so forth. So, again, you've emphasized kindness and compassion, and
yes,
I think of Colossians 4 that says, "Let your speech always be with grace."
Yes,
you know, and that's not easy. It's not easy to always extend grace, but you also aren't going to sugarcoat things.
That's right, and I think one of the things that we neglect is that when we talk about genuine relationships or genuine friendship, there has to be opportunity to have those difficult conversations. And so it's not genuine friendship or even genuine love if you have to, you know, tiptoe around the relationship in fear of offending the other individual. In fact, one of the interesting things that's happened that I'm very thankful for is in my line of work, we have often had opportunities to work with folks on a issue, and work with folks who disagree with us on every other issue that we believe. Mm. I mean, most recently, when we brought some public awareness and some raised some red flags about the drag queen story hour that was happening over at the Albuquerque Public Library, you know, I was immediately accused of being hateful and bigoted. Mm. I was compared to, you know, the white segregationists who opposed desegregation. But the interesting thing was, one of the allies in that fight that we had was the leader of a radical liberal feminist organization.
Yes.
Who partnered with us on that issue. Now, Natasha and I, she's become a friend of mine. We don't agree on a whole bunch of issues, but on that issue, we agreed that it was inappropriate to expose children to sexualized content. Natasha brought a whole bunch of other good talking points on why that was inappropriate and why it's actually disrespectful, misogynistic, and sexist toward women. But on that issue, again, do we agree on everything? No. But because her and I were able to engage in a very respectful way, again, not lobbing carpet bombs at one another or assuming the worst about each other, but going into that conversation, we developed a friendship. We worked together on this issue. And I'm so thankful for that, because that's just one experience that I've had to do that in this line of work. And I have found that when you get off social media, when you stop getting into Twitter battles and Facebook battles, and you actually start to meet people in person or have a conversation with them over the phone, if you can face to face, it drastically changes the narrative. Mm-hmm. And I've frequently have told this to people in my church. You will say things through impersonal means of communication that you would never say if the person was sitting right across from you and you were looking them in the eye. And so one of the things that I always try to do, Jim, and I'm not perfect, I've failed for sure, but I try not to let the politics and the policies blind me to the people that are behind them. Mm. And so I can disagree heavily with people. I can think that they're wrong on an issue, but I never want to get to a place where I cease to see their humanity and their value as an image bearer of God. And for that reason, I always do my best through the disagreements to love them and to be respectful of them.
Vince Torres with the Family Policy Alliance. If you would like to get and use some of the resources of the Family Policy Alliance, please go to familypolicyalliance.com/New Mexico. And you can find out about right to life issues, family issues, sexuality, like in our public schools, and how that's going to be taught to younger kids, religious freedom. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Vince about that, because a lot of us think that we do have religious freedom and don't even realize that we're being attacked. So more with Vince Torres. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
What are you doing to enhance your marriage?
We want to be on the same page.
Even when that gets tough.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember.
It was one of, like, the best weekends ever.
We just want to soak in all this knowledge.
It's fun. And practical.
The Weekend to Remember is coming to the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa February 21st.
Just do it, because you're going to get something good out of this.
Wow, this is really making a difference.
Sign up through January 28th and save 50% per couple. Visit weekendtoremember.com.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
Happy New Year's. This is Stella from Monroe's.
And this is Grandpa wishing you a very, very happy New Year.
This is Ava from Monroe's, and I just wanted to remind you, come visit us at our new downtown location at 4th and Mountain. Open now.
Whether or not you know which unique skills and abilities God has given you, you can be certain that God has given you everything you need to accomplish His plan for your life. Campfire Girls, Gifts of the Spirit is a free citywide Bible study that begins Tuesday, March 5th at Calvary Church Westside. After the teaching each week, you'll be encouraged while learning something new at a small group session. Join Sheology and find out what the Holy Spirit wants to do through you as you step out in obedience. Details online at calvarynm.church. Registration not required.
As we reflect on this past year, we see the blessings God has given. At AM Tax Solution, we take pride in helping families. We don't just prepare your taxes, we build relationships. Happy New Year from the staff at AM Tax Solution.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. We'll give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part? We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part? You rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
What kind of Bible student are you? Casual? Serious? Totally dedicated? Whichever describes you, here's a fast fact about improving your studies. Beyond listening and reading, here are two proven ways to make your Bible study more effective. Write down what you learn, then tell someone else about it. How good is that? Your understanding of the Bible can be improved in 2020 and beyond. That's why we want to put a Bible from 30,000 Feet workbook in your hands and into your life. Remember, a quick overview of a passage or even an entire book may be helpful, but to really appreciate the full landscape of Scripture across all 66 books, you need something more than a snapshot. We want to help you grasp the full scope of principles of Scripture with the companion workbook to Skip Heitzig's study, The Bible from 30,000 Feet. We'll send you your copy of The Bible from 30,000 Feet workbook when you give a generous donation of $35 or more today to keep this program on air and connect more people to God's Word. To give today, call 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Well, Santa Fe, New Mexico is the capital of the state of New Mexico, and the focus is going to be on that city and all the things happening next week. Vince Torres, he is the director and founder of the Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico, also pastoring a church. You don't have enough on your plate, Vince. What do you need, a few more jobs?
You know what, the job that I love the most is husband to Tiffany and father to Gavin in Brooklyn. And everything else seems to fall in place from there. If I'm faithful to do that role well, which I don't always do, but I found that the Lord provides for me in every other area. So.
Well, and you're obviously following your calling. What's going on in Santa Fe next week? We got a big week.
It's a huge week. So this is a quick session, 30 days, 30 calendar days, which means we'll be in and out of there in just over 4 weeks. Things go very, very quickly, but next week is particularly important. Number one, because the session will kick off on Tuesday. That's when both the House and the Senate call themselves into order. The governor will deliver her state of state, in which she will outline some of her plans and some of her priorities for the current legislative session. But in my opinion, the most important day next week is Wednesday, and that is Sanctity of Life Awareness and Unity Day at the Capitol. We're also hosting Pastor's Day at the same time, and that is an opportunity for everyone who cares about the sanctity of human life to show up. And in fact, I've been telling folks, if you have one day that you are willing to take off and come to Santa Fe and come to the Capitol, do that next Wednesday. We're partnering with the Archdiocese of Santa Fe. They'll be holding their mass at the cathedral downtown. And we'll be doing some activities at the Capitol, kicking off with a prayer and worship service at 10:30. From there, we'll have a special informal casual lunch for our pastors, ministry leaders, and some of our legislators. And then from there, we're going to walk over to the cathedral. We're going to join the Archdiocese for the Life March and the rally back at the Capitol. So it's going to be an exciting day. All you have to do is show up. If you are a pastor, a ministry leader, and you want to be part of that legislator lunch, we do ask that you RSVP. And you can do that at familypolicyalliance@newmexico.com/life.
Okay. And where do you show up in Santa Fe? At the Roundhouse?
Yes. Everything's going to be at the state capitol. There's parking available at the capitol parking structure and some of the surrounding parking lots for the state buildings, including the PERA building, which is just across the street.
Next Wednesday,
you to get
at what
there,
time?
Get there early. We're going to start our service at 10:30, but if you can be there early just to find a parking space and be settled, I'd encourage you to get there earlier than that.
Yeah, it'll be a nice day.
It will.
Up in Santa Fe.
Make a day out of it, have some lunch, and really, really, you know, step into it and stand up for what we consider to be one of the most important causes that we fight for, and that is the sanctity of life here in New Mexico.
So, Vince, right now, we don't know a lot about right-to-life issues or some of these other things. We don't know whether they will be introduced in the legislative session. Right now, there's some budget items that are scheduled.
Yes, so we've heard in recent weeks some of the governor's priorities that are outside of the realm of the budget. So to your point earlier, typically a 30-day session is a budget session, but the governor does have the ability to add items to the agenda. Recently, she's announced some of her plans to add some other items involving guns and some other issues, which is not within our purview. But one of the things we have been waiting for is to find out whether or not there's going to be an abortion bill again. We've been told that there is. At this point last year, it had already been pre-filed, but we haven't seen that bill yet, but we are expecting it to be there. And again, this is going to be an effort by the administration and the legislature to codify elective abortion up to the moment of birth in New Mexico, which is already legal. It's already happening here. But this would be an effort to codify that. So if the U.S. Supreme Court were to overturn Roe v. Wade, it would kick the issue back to the states, and they, for whatever reason, want to make sure that regardless of what the U.S. Supreme Court does, that abortion up to the moment of birth can continue in New Mexico. We need to push back against that. We need to fight that just like we did this last legislative session. And if the church engages on this issue, we can come out victorious again, just like we did last year. God blessed our efforts. He blessed our prayers. He answered our prayers, but he also blessed the hard work that we did. And so to all of your listeners, I would encourage you, be ready to be engaged again this legislative session. Be ready to make phone calls, to send emails. If you are not already signed up for our email list, you can do so at familypolicyalliance.com/New Mexico. And one of the things that we try to do is make engagement very easy. And so we'll put out these things called action alerts. Whenever you see that in your email box, inbox, take a moment to do that, because what that does is it composes a message for you and it sends it to your state legislator, your state senator, or your state rep, depending on your address. And in some cases, it even sends it to the governor. And you can do all of that in less than 30 seconds. So we recognize not everybody can take off time. Not everybody can be there. For some people, we're very busy, and it's tough to even just take a moment to compose an email. We take care of all that for you. All you got to do is log in, put your information in. We'll make sure they get the message.
So you're going to actually enable us to contact our legislators and our Senate representatives with kind of an automated process that tells them this is the way we want to vote.
That's right.
What we want you to do.
That's right.
And that's an amazing thing. And I'm mostly excited about what you said. It's the church. And when you say the church, man, you're talking about cooperation between the Catholic Church, the Protestant denominations.
Yes.
And that is so exciting to me, because this is ABQ Connect, and I truly see the community of New Mexico and Albuquerque coming together as a faith community and really battling. I'm interested, though, last year when this late term abortion bill was tried to be passed, and there was some anti-gun legislation and stuff. It's my understanding that do we have 36 counties somewhere, something like that, in New Mexico, 33, and I believe as many as 27 to 29 of the counties voted against this late term abortion bill. And I understand that in terms of gun control, they actually adopted some of the propaganda language of the Democratic Party becoming sanctuary gun counties, saying you're not going to touch these guns. And why would they think it's different this year?
Yeah, I think just to clarify some things. So we did have several of our counties adopt sanctuary status as it related to the gun issue. Mm-hmm. We also had some county commissions and some local municipalities adopt resolutions stating their support for the sanctity of human life. Now, these are non-binding resolutions, largely symbolic, but I think why they were significant was that they sent a message to Santa Fe that New Mexico largely did not agree with this radical agenda that was being pushed upon the entire state. And as someone who lives in Santa Fe, and we're, you know, having this interview here in Albuquerque, sometimes I think that we speak and we act on behalf of the rest of the state, and nothing could be further from the truth. And so to see, you know, rural New Mexico counties and local municipalities sending a clear message to the folks in Santa Fe that they did not appreciate this radical agenda, I think it was very, very important, and I anticipate more of that to continue to happen, especially as we see continued efforts by certain individuals, you know, in legislature and others to perpetuate an agenda that the vast majority of New Mexicans just simply don't agree with. And so I'm so thankful for those sorts of things. I love when people get involved, because at the end of the day, people can move politicians. It's very difficult for my organization or any single church or any organization to do that. But politicians only respond to two things. They respond to money and they respond to people. We don't have a lot of money, but as we saw this last legislative session, if the church comes together, we have lots of people. And when people apply the pressure to the politicians, that's when things start to happen. That's when change happens.
So vitally important for us to be in touch with our representatives.
Absolutely.
And is there a resource for that you can direct us to? I know we've had a couple of other people like the Rio Grande Foundation and Viante New Mexico who direct they direct you to how to find out who your representatives are. Is that also available on the Family Policy Alliance site?
Yes, absolutely. And you can also access that information on nmlegis.gov. Mm. You can put your address in there. It'll tell you exactly who your state senator and state rep is. The nice thing about our action alerts is when you fill out that information, it automatically does that for you and directs your communication to your specific state rep or state senator. So it's very, very easy to do. And again, just emphasizing, it is so important that they hear from you. One of the stories that we heard over and over again from our legislators last session was when it came to that late-term abortion bill, abortion up to the moment of birth, they had never been so heavily lobbied on any issue before in the past. Mm. You had experienced, seasoned legislators who have been there for many, many years saying, I've never heard from my constituents on any issue like I've heard from them on this issue. And that encourages me because that's the way our government is supposed to work. Let's not forget our legislators, our governor, all of our elected officials, they work for us. Mm. They work for us. That's why they are there. And so make your desires known to them. Do so in a way that's respectful. Come prepared to have a good, meaningful conversation. And that's why we provide a lot of information to help you understand some of the complexities of this legislation. And we're not the only ones that are doing this. I'd encourage you, in addition to following Family Policy Alliance in New Mexico, follow Right to Life New Mexico. My good friend Ethel Maharg does an amazing job there. Follow New Mexico Alliance for Life. Elisa Martinez does a great job there. Paul Gessing at the Rio Grande Foundation does a phenomenal job there. There's great organizations who are pumping out lots of information so that everyone in New Mexico, no matter where you are, can have an idea as to what's happening and then make a decision on how you want your elected official to respond.
Vincent, I have to say, I'm totally embarrassed. From the first time I met you, I didn't know any of these things. And so in the past 2 months, I've been trying to be educated and be informed about what's going on in our state. And you are absolutely right. Your website and some of the others you've mentioned have been on our program regularly. I've been going to those websites regularly. The nice thing is it's reduced my TV consumption by about 70% because it is so interesting. I wouldn't say it's entertaining. Well, it's actually entertaining. Mm-hmm. It's nice to learn what's actually going on and what's going to affect your life. And if you're a parent, and I'm just saying, I'm a parent of 5 kids. Now, my youngest is 19, so they're out of the home. But the bottom line is, if you have small children, wow, this is vitally important.
Because
Absolutely. Many of these issues are going to affect our youth for years to come.
Yes, and sadly, some of the comments that I'll hear from New Mexicans when I travel during the interim is, I had no idea this was happening, or I had no idea that this was going on. And when I hear things like that, it's usually almost always when it's too late. And I think that's one of the challenges that we face in New Mexico, being as geographically large as we are and somewhat dispersed from city to city, is that the information doesn't always make it to the remote parts of our state and the rural parts of our state. And especially during the legislative session, again, we're depending on the news media to tell us what we think should be important. And obviously that gets filtered through a bias, you know, whether it's to the right or to the left. And so what we try to do is, look, we let our folks know that if you care about life, family values, and First Amendment rights, we're the organization to follow for those issues. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening, again, so that you can make well-rounded decisions on what you want to see happen and reach out and contact your legislators.
FamilyPolicyAlliance.com/New Mexico for all this information. Vince, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. God bless you next week in the legislature.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.